Physical. That was great intensity. That's a real good sign because that is more of an indication of they play who they are. That's it's not even an exhibition game. It's a scrimmage. So it's two down on the rung of competition, but the level was really good and hard. Good pace. There were a few plays that you saw happen. The behind back passes into the slot won't go into an exhibition game or an NHL game. But after that, there was an awful lot that looked like an NHL hockey game.
You talked already about your leaders leading. Is that what Blake Wheeler was doing out there today?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. I think that Mark Stewart missed Stafford when he stepped up and caught Scheife more by accident. But Blake didn't want him getting hit twice. So hey. The game gets played hard enough. They play it like that, even though it's scrimmage. When you play it hard enough, somebody's getting taken advantage of on every play. And I liked it. I wouldn't go back-to-back scrimmages right now based on what I just saw. We wouldn't. If I had a scrimmage scheduled for tomorrow, I'd call it off. Because you don't want to lose that. And you also, that was enough. We'll get back to skating tomorrow.
What did you think of Copper, me, and Lemieux?
We ended up, I think, about +4 or +3 in about 2 minutes. Really good. I think that the Cop has gotten better. Lemieux has been really consistent, and Armia moves the puck very well. So I'm good. After a scrimmage like that, I'm not really scratching names off. I'm more circling guys that probably deserve a little bit more of a look based on that.
Get the sense guys are done with the weekend and looking forward to one more and then getting into some games?
We didn't scrimmage last year because we had to go over a lot of things. This year we felt that it would be good to get some scrimmages. The guys wanted to scrimmage a little bit, get their timing in their hands. That first 3 or 4 days, after this we're going to play back-to-back and then every second night till training camp's over. So there's not as much as a coach you can do. We're going to fit a couple of days off in there that are mandatory. So after tomorrow, and I won't even run them too hard tomorrow because we have back-to-back nights, but after tomorrow, the real stiff part of camp, believe it or not, it's over, and we can get focused in on tightening up the groups.
Tyler Myers was on the ice there today, says he feels better. Will you use him in the preseason?
Oh, we would expect him toward the end. Like he's again, that injury that he suffered, what he's dealing with, it was minor if we took care of it right away. It becomes major if you don't. The fact that he was back on the ice and stayed through the skates, a real good sign. If he's feeling better tomorrow, he'll practice again. If he's not 100%, we may just keep him off so he gets more rest. He's going to be ready, I would think, in another 3 or 4 days for full on.
Myers talked a bit about how nice it was to have a chance to be here for the full camp after coming in and having to step right in and do a new system and everything last year.
Well, good for him and for Drew as well. You can see that Drew picks up all the things in the systems now. They make more sense to him after having some time together. But just, you know what, even just being around the players in not quite as an intense environment. So they came in and every day and every game for the rest of the year was such a critical game. Training camp sometimes is a real good time for the veterans to be around each other without all that pressure. They get to know each other a little bit, relax a little bit. It's good to have those guys in. And then when you put the big fellow out in the ice this morning with the young kids, he looks twice as big and twice as fast as everybody on the ice. And he is, actually, I think, literally at some points. But, boy, it's nice having those two veterans in our camp this year from the start.
When will you start cutting down some numbers?
We want to make sure that we get everybody through the on-ice testing. We couldn't do it last year because of the way the days fell. So we want to get everybody through on-ice testing. And I would think for young players, if you can spend, a full 6-7 days at an NHL camp, get a weekend, that's probably going to be enough for them. They're going to need to get back and help their junior team. So we'll start looking at the kids first, making sure they get through all their testing and then have them go on. And then after that, we'll still have 5 games left.
Didn't skate today?
No, he tightened up after yesterday's practice. Anybody, let me do it a different way. Because of last year and what we know about our veterans, none of these guys are coming off the ice easily. They won't pull themselves out. They'll play hurt. So anybody that's got anything that's bothering them right now, we keep them off the ice. And they can do off-ice workouts. There's lots of hockey ahead of them, but we're not going to let a guy carry a minor injury for 2 or 3 more days than he needs to. We just get him back to 100% before we put him back out.
Your team's so deep in goaltender. What do you tell a youngster like Comrie, who's looking in the depth chart of all these guys in front of him?
It's true on the back end as well for a guy like Josh Morrissey. Mm-hmm. These are all cliches, but for a good reason, because they're true. The only thing that they can do is prove themselves ready for an opportunity. After that, I'll give you a real good example. I had Nolan Pratt, a player that maybe some people, he's a Stanley Cup champion. Anyway, we sent him down, and he was in tears in the office, and his line was, there are 10 defensemen ahead of me. And he was right. There were 10 guys ahead of him. And by November, he came up due to injury and never played another American Hockey League game and went on to win the Stanley Cup. So between the time he left my office and the call-up, he did all the things that he needed to do. So when the call came, it was him. And there was another option down there, and he got the call, came in. A lot like Ben Chiarot did last year. He came in. He was ready to play. He kind of lost all the fear of making a mistake because he wanted to take care of his chance. And like I said, he won a Stanley Cup, never played another game in the American League. That's what they do. They get ready for their opportunity because we all know, you saw it last year, but even with player movement, things change very, very quickly.